It's Wednesday, January 12th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. Health experts see at-home COVID tests as a key tool in the fight against the pandemic. Starting Saturday, January 15th, people with private health insurance will be able to get reimbursed for up to 8 tests per month. The administration is also encouraging insurers to create networks of preferred stores or pharmacies so that costs can be covered up front. For those without private insurance, 500 million at-home tests will soon be available for people to request online. Despite all this action, limited supply of tests is still a concern. Annie Nova, personal finance reporter at CNBC, joins us for what to know about free at-home COVID tests. Thanks for joining us, Annie.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Let's talk about what we need to know about these free at-home COVID tests. You know, with testing in the country, it's always been kind of a rocky thing, and we've come full circle again, really, with tests. At the beginning of the pandemic, everybody was looking at constant testing as one of these things that was going to help us keep this under control. Then the vaccines came, this whole testing stuff kind of fell by the wayside a little bit. And now we're back again. Everybody wants to have the availability of these tests, and we've seen prices go up. The limited availability of these at-home tests has been a tough thing to handle. So the country is trying to get back on track with this. And one of these things that the Biden administration said is they want private insurers to reimburse people for the cost of these tests. So those guidelines have come out now. Annie, tell us what we're seeing with this.
Yeah, this is a big initiative to try to fight back the virus. And it has a lot to do with the idea that if people are more regularly testing, if they have access to more tests, they'll be able to take the necessary precautions of isolating and knowing if they have the virus and if they're contagious. So if you have private health insurance, you now, that's 150 million Americans, you should be able to go starting Saturday, January 15th. You should be able to go to a pharmacy or order online an at-home COVID test. As long as it's FDA approved, it'll be covered under this policy. And then you can apply for reimbursement with your insurer. Or in some cases, the Biden administration is encouraging health insurers to make an option available where you don't have to pay anything up front, and it'll be the pharmacy, say CVS, who then bills the insurer.
And that was the administration announced these plans, everybody right away started rolling their eyes. They're like, okay, yeah, we're going to get insurance to do this, effectively. But that's one of the interesting parts of this. So they are offering some incentives, I guess, to the insurers to kind of create these networks, as you mentioned, whether it's a pharmacy or whatever, certain stores that they're within their network, people can go there and, I guess show their insurance card maybe, and then it is no cost up front for them. And that's really key because these tests can be pretty expensive, and the hassle of having to go through and provide receipts and everything, it is a big barrier for a lot of people.
Yeah, for sure. There was a lot of concern about that. Again, the whole objective here is to make the tests way more accessible to, break down barriers to getting the tests. So if you have people having to spend, in some cases, $30 or more, people have seen prices all across the board throughout this time, especially as tests can be very hard to get. And when demand is really high, you see some of the prices be quite high. So if you had people always having to upfront the cost, likely it would be a problem. So hopefully there will be a lot of companies and retailers that have this option of you being able to pick up the test, and then they will bill on the back end the insurer.
How much are insurers obligated to reimburse, and how many tests? Because I know there's a number of tests per month that you can get per person.
So it will really depend. A lot of it, this is still to be determined, but in some cases, the insurer can cap how much they reimbursed you to $12. Whether they can do that, you're going to want to call your insurer and ask them if there's a $12 cap. It's a little bit wonky, but basically, if the insurer has given an option where you can buy the test without an upfront cost, how the Biden administration is incentivizing them to do that is they're saying you can impose this $12 cap if you allow for people to buy them without an upfront cost. So I would call your insurer and ask, is there this $12 cap? If there is, that means that if you buy a $20 test, you could still be on the hook for $8 there or the remaining cost. In some cases, though, you will be able to get full reimbursement. So that's something you're going to want to check with your own provider. In terms of maximum, yes, you can get up to 8 tests for free a month now. That is per individual. So a family of 3 could get 24 tests. So it'll be by family size, but at least 8 tests a month, which is pretty good.
And that's one of the tough things, too, when you're talking about obtaining these tests. You know, one of the key things that hasn't been handled by all of this is the limited availability of these tests to begin with. We've been doing some stories recently on the podcast where it's just hard to find them. One Wall Street Journal report said that people were buying tests on the sidewalk from people that were providing them free by their insurers so that they needed the test themselves. And they had to go through all these different hurdles and hoops to get the test. So that's a tough thing. You know, you're not going to get reimbursed for any of those things. You got to make sure you have your receipt for all of this. What we're talking about right now is the program being set up for private health insurers. What about people that don't have insurance?
Yeah, so really good question. So this is just as big of a development as the first one we talked about, is that the Biden administration is buying over 500 million at-home COVID tests that will be soon available to all Americans, regardless of your health insurance status, whether you have health insurance, whether you're covered through Medicaid or Medicare, or if you don't have health insurance, you will be able to access these free COVID tests through a website, which the administration is going to be soon giving more details about. And a pretty cool feature here is you can get these tests delivered to you. So that's going to make things a lot easier for people. A lot is still to be determined. We haven't seen this website yet or exactly how it'll work, but it seems like most people will be able to get a test delivered to them.
There's also going to be another program providing 50 million free at-home tests to community centers and Medicare certified health clinics. So hopefully with this influx of tests, we'll be able to kind of get things back under control. But, you know, again, it requires that availability, these tests, to get there. I know these test manufacturers are working overtime constantly making these, but so that's the other issue there. But we'll see how all of this plays out. But for now, make sure to check with your insurance companies, keep those receipts, and hopefully you can get reimbursed pretty effectively. Annie Nova, personal finance reporter at CNBC, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks so much. Good luck, everyone.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.